Blog Talk Radio.
This is Second Round, we're here tonight on Inside MLB, and tonight we'll be recapping Game 1 of the Colorado Torchers, and we'll be previewing Game 2 as Vanderbilt looks to win back-to-back titles in a sweep. Fans, remember, you too can be part of the show if you call at 516-666-9990 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. And Will Magpie comes on first today. He had other abilities. On the same baseball history, 1963, after picking Dallas Green deep, Jimmy Pearsall runs around the bases in the correct order, but backward to celebrate his 100th career home run. Messes out the result of the stunt after being disappointed by the lack of attention due to Knight's 400th batting triple received, will be released 2 days later by manager Casey Stengel. And now it's time for baseball jokes. Okay. Did you hear? Detroit's building a new stadium, but it's keeping its location hidden from the public. Yeah, they're afraid the Tigers will find out where it is and try to play there. That's our baseball joke of the day. Fans, it's now time for random player. You can call on at 516-666-9990 or enter your time at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB with your guest. And so, third baseman and first baseman for the Reds is born in the United States, Alex is age 29. He's played for the Reds since 2011 and today is number 21. Again, 516-666-9990. Or enter our time at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. With your guesses, got your show. Right, so we're going to get started with the College World Series. That's going to be our main topic for the show today. We might get into a little bit more later, but mainly the College World Series. Carlson's former news career Vanderbilt was over as Coach Tom Corbin walked from the third base dugout to the mound in the eighth inning. What a career it's been, and what a way to finish. Former held Virginia to 2 hits and struck out 8 over 7 2/3 shutout innings Monday night, just to kind of add in the Commodores needed in a 5-1 victory in the opener of the College World Series Finals. It's such a great memory for him to pitch his final game, Corbin said. That eighth inning was the right time to get him. Personally, I was glad to be able to do that so he would be able to address the crowd and the crowd could address him. The Vanderbilt section gave Palmer a standing ovation as he descended the dugout steps. His virtuoso performance of the defending national champion Commodores needed one win, Tuesday or Wednesday. They become the seventh team to win back-to-back national titles and the third team to do it in the past year. Palmer, the number 8 overall drafted by the Chicago White Sox, completed his final season. He was Southeastern Conference Pitcher of the Year after leading the SEC in wins. Not only did I have coached there, but the whole infield around me, Palmer said at his last moments on the mound as a collegiate. To spend that moment with them and to look back at the brotherhood we created and to win the game, it's a moment I'll remember for the rest of my life. I couldn't have asked it for its captain any better. Palmer outdid Virginia starter Connor Jones, pulled out 3 hits over 5 shutout innings before the Commodores grabbed him for 2 runs in the 6th. Will Toffey's 2-run double broke his fourth sky, and Vanderbilt added 3 more runs in the 7th. Virginia, the Commodores did its final appearance for the 2nd straight year, scoring in the 9th to end the Vandy's bullpen streak of 22 shutout innings. We've been in this situation before this year, Cavaliers coach Brian O'Farr said. We were in this situation going into Saturday. That if you win, you get to continue your season, and if you don't, it's over. But the team has handled that kind of adversity all year long, and I would imagine tomorrow night will be no different. Palmer retired 9 in a row from the 5th to 8th inning before Adam Peasley bounced the ball to the left center field fence for a ground rule double. Ben Bowden came over on for Palmer with 2 outs and 2 runs on in the 8th and got Matt Feist to fly out. It was just special to see Palmer acknowledged by the crowd and the guys on the team, Dancy Swans. Not so much just to the team, but the university as a whole. Palmer attacked Virginia with his fastball all night, and 4 received strikeouts ending the inning. I thought Carson pitched in high school. He's continuing to develop, O'Connor said. I like his competitive spirit. He's going to come at you and give you his best. You can see why he's won 13 or 14 ball games, and you can see why he's had success in Omaha last year and this year. He's going to be pitching for a long, long time. Virginia's run came against Kyle Wright. Kenny Towns singled leading off tonight. Took 2nd on a wild pitch and came home on a pinch hitter Jack Gerstenmaier stated, "This is the first finals rematch since Oregon State and North Carolina met in 2006-07. The most recent back-to-back champions were South Carolina in 2010-11 and Oregon State in 2006-07. As expected, Carson Palmer put on a memorable show in Boston in a Vanderbilt uniform Monday night. The Commodores did All-American pitch into the eighth inning in Monday's win over Virginia, giving up just two hits and two walks, allowing just seven Virginia batters to reach the outfield on their swing. His night ended with a standing ovation from the fans, numerous hugs from his teammates, and a handful of tears flowing from his eyes. It was another chapter in a long book of remarkable accomplishments for Nashville. Someday soon, he'll be making headlines as a major league pitcher. But his final performance for the Commodores will be worth remembering as well. Randy Tokes, game 1-5-1. Nothing seems to be derailing this Commodore freight train right now. On to the grand plan. Number one, history is on the Commodore's side. Teams have won the first game of the title series before win it all. The last time a team lost its first game of the championship series and came back to win the big brass ring with the Wonderdogs of Fresno State to beat Georgia 19-10 and 6-1 in games 2 and 3 to claim the title. In the 12 years that the College World Series has had the best of three final rounds, the 2008 and 2006 Oregon State Beavers are the only ones to have come back from a 1-0 deficit in game. Number two, Vanderbilt is trying to become a perfect 10. As the Commodores win game 2 versus Virginia on Tuesday, they will finish the NCAA tournament with a perfect 10-0 mark. If that happens, VU will be the fourth program in the last 5 years to go unbeaten in the Big Ten. But before you get to thinking it's that easy, consider that from 2002 to 2010, not a single team went unbeaten in June. Number three, Coach O'Connor Duke. While Vanderbilt's rotation was all set to jet coming into this thing, Virginia's pitching rotation was the biggest question of the championship series. Now that Connor Jones is thrown, the attention turns to who's next on the mound for the Cavaliers. In Monday's post-game press conference, Coach Brian O'Connor was still giving no hints. "I don't know yet. Pitching, Coach Carl Kuhn and I will talk about that tonight. He said we've got some good options. We'll have to piece it together the rest of the way. The smart money is on Nathan Kirby, giving the call. But Kirby pitched for the first time since April 17th on Saturday night versus Florida and only lasted two games innings. If awarded the starting assignment, he'll be given a short leash here, I'm sure." Number four, most runs and fewest allowed. Once you know the definition of domination, Vanderbilt has a chance to become one of the teams with the fewest runs allowed in College World Series, while also having the chance to finish with the second-largest run differential in CWS history. Right now, the Commodores have given up a grand total of 5 runs in 4 games. The record for fewest runs allowed in Cal from 1967, which gave up 3 runs in 5 games. The 2013 UCLA Bruins gave up just 4 runs in 5 games, and the 1949 Texas Longhorns gave up 5 runs in 3 games. So if the Doors pitcher shut out on Tuesday, they will have allowed the third fewest runs ever. 10 members of Vanderbilt third baseman Will Coffey's family sat nervously in section 116 minutes after the sunset on a warm and windy Monday night. If TD Ameritrade Park wasn't abuzz with energy amid a scoreless tie in the bottom of the sixth inning, Coffey, waiting about outside Vanderbilt's third base dugout, could have asked his brother, feet away, for advice in the biggest moment of his athletic career. John Coffey, drafted out of his Cape Cod High School by the Colorado Rockies and later from UMass by the Tampa Bay Lightning, coached his younger brother last year in baseball and hockey at Salisbury School in Connecticut. The younger Coffey, a 23rd round pick of the New York Yankees, picked Vanderbilt for baseball over an opportunity to play hockey at Yale. Above the noise Monday, his brother's longtime words of guidance echoes in the real talk of life. Stay positive. Find your pitch and drive it. With 2 outs and none aboard, Vanderbilt's Xander Wheel bounced the single and injured. Virginia pitcher Connor Jones walked Brian Reynolds on 4 pitches to face Toffee, a true freshman, with 1 hit and 10 at-bats in this College World Series. Then before the gravity of the situation took over, Toffee sliced the first pitch from Jones' left field and scored 2 runs. The decisive hit in Vanderbilt's 5-1 win to open the CWS finals. "I've seen him do it a lot of times before," John Toffee said, 2 minutes later on the stadium concourse near his seat. "Obviously, this stage is a little bit different." Will Toffee, five-star and record-setting pitcher Carson Palmer, the expected hero, who fired 7 2/3 shutout innings, propelled Vanderbilt to the brink of a second straight national championship in Omaha. They can win the title Tuesday night with another victory over Virginia in the best of 3 series. Palmer, the recent number 8 overall draft pick of the Chicago White Sox, won his 14th of 16 decisions, equals single-season school record. The hard-throwing right-hander from Lakeland, Florida, lowered his ERA to 1.83 and struck out 8 to increase his junior season's total to 167. It was almost certainly the last outing of his college career, all of opting up the pitching version of the Southeastern Conference Triple Crown, which has been won just 3 times. It was recently by Luke Butcher of Tennessee in 2005. Homer, as he was 2 outs in the 8th inning after an emotional meeting with Admiral coach Tim Corbin and Vanderbilt Infants. I consider those guys my best friends, Homer said. And for me, being able to spend that moment with them and just look back on the brotherhood that we created, it's definitely one that I'll remember for the rest of my life. Corbin said Homer has earned a spot among Vanderbilt's greatest pitchers, a group that includes big league stars David Price and Sonny Gray. I'll tell you what, Corbin said, he's a special guy. Homer tied the first 7 batters he faced Monday. He allowed just 1 hit through 7 innings and no runners past second base. I'm impressed, Virginia coach Brian O'Connor said. I saw Carson pitch in high school. He's continued to develop. I like his competitive spirit. Certainly, he's going to come at you and give it his best. He's aggressive. He's proven that he can make big pitches. I would imagine, pitching for a long, long time. Vandy shortstop Dan Sue Swanson narrowly brought Homer to tears after the game while speaking to the media. He's meant so much to not only me, Swanson said, but to this team, the university as a whole. And to be able to see that recognition is something special. I love him to death. He's my best friend. Swanson, number 1 overall, drafted last month of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Contributed 2 hits Monday, including an RBI single in Vanderbilt's 2-run seventh. Before that, this 1-for-13 at the CWS. But Toffee came up with the most clutch delivery. I wasn't trying to do anything special, Toffee said with 6 in the double. I saw an elevated fastball up over the plate and just did my best to stay with it and drive it that way. It really kind of comes down to Carson, keeping those zeros up on the board. We knew something was going to happen. It just happened to be me. Behind the dugout, Toffee's brother, Sean and Sam, his parents, Jack and Debbie, and Will's aunt, uncle, and cousin, jumped wildly and hugged each other as the double kicked near the left field corner. His mom cried. A normal reaction. Will said after his major achievements in baseball and hockey over the years. John couldn't hide a smile later in the game. He said he knows his brother strike several balls hard in Omaha. The hits just had yet to fall. John said he figured it would happen to him. After all, Will is known only to success in sports. The basketball team at Salisbury High School won 76-1 over the final 3 years, winning titles every year. The hockey team won championships too. This year at Vanderbilt, Will started 65 games. After Monday, he's hitting 297 with 4 home runs and 49 RBI. I think he's pretty confident, John Toffee said of his brother. It was nice to see him put a good spin on it. Another night like Monday, with thrills, expected and unexpected, win the Commodores in the title. And that's what everybody's hoping for in Vanderbilt tonight. Nashville, obviously Vanderbilt, Gene Force will be there, cheering on their Commodores in Virginia, hoping to do what Oregon State did and win the final tour to be the College World Series champion. Get the revenge for what Vanderbilt did to them last year. But you never know what's going to happen tonight. I mean, I'm going to be at Pittsburgh Pirates tonight, but I'm going to be rooting for Virginia, and I'll probably be watching anyone when I get home tonight. And I just want to see Game 3 tomorrow. And hopefully, we previewing Game 3 tomorrow, but if not, we will always see these happen. So basically, yesterday we did zero count, today's College World Series. Tomorrow we'll be doing College World Series. And we could be possibly doing College World Series the next day. And then Friday, we'll be celebrating, even though it's going to be our 55th show, we'll be celebrating the 15th episode of Inside Out. And all that's happened since April 13th, 2015. All right, so now we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to do a little bit of the National League All-Star Game update for about a minute or so, and then we're going to hit a break. But Sam Frazier makes a big move in voting. Harper sets record for most supports and now All-Star balloting. All right, so let's get started real quick before we do have to hit a break, and then we will probably move on to a new topic. Two-time All-Star Giancarlo Stanton of Miami Marlins has moved in second place among National League outfielders in the latest voting update for the 86th All-Star Game. Being placed on Tuesday, July 14th, at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, Major League Baseball announced Tuesday. Overall, the 2015 Eastern MLB All-Star Game ballot has eclipsed 420 million votes, passing the previous record of 391 million votes in 2012. Additionally, each of the 30 Major League clubs has surpassed their 2014 total votes received. The 2015 Eastern MLB All-Star Game ballot, which is available exclusively online for the first time via MLB.com, club sites, and mobile devices, will be acceptable until the voting period ends on Thursday, July 2nd, from 1:59 p.m. Our guests have to get a vote. But when we come back, we will be moving in to something new, maybe finish up on that. But we're going to be talking about the five American Moved Creatures you might have missed. Our quiz is to be not women.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you.
We're back on Inside MLB, and now it's time to get into the five. Animal creatures, combat or remove. No, that's not a misprint here, Stanley. We're all into July, and the Rays are the top of the American League, seemingly entrenched. They've either led the division or been between 2.5 games for the league every day since May 13th. An amazing trick for a team that traded ace David Price last July and saw both general manager Andrew Friedman and manager Joe Madden depart after last season. Rookie manager Kevin Cash and the holdovers in his coaching staff, especially pitching coach Jim Hickey, deserve a ton of credit. Vito, franchise cornerstone Evan Longoria, and the game's defensive outfielder Kevin Kiermaier, more than anyone else, as the rookie manager Chris Archer, who's keeping the race relevant these days? Carter, who starts against the loaded Blue Jays last night? NFL Tampa Bay won 7 of his last 8 starts. It is 10-5 in the starts overall after going 17-15 behind last season. When he completed the graduate level course, he was the price. I guess he is putting himself in his own class now, cashed in earlier this month. After Archer became the first pitcher in modern era to record maximum strikeouts without a walk and 3 against ideal starts. Pretty impressive. Very impressive. He keeps giving us opportunity to win over and over again. Archer could have moved after the price trade or after Freeman and Madden exited for bigger paychecks and the chance to compete with larger payrolls in the race for the award. Instead, he's made himself a candidate to start the All-Star game for the AL. Not to mention, he'll become the 11th different winner of the AL Cy Young at the end of the season. The goal every time I step on the mound is to get a team win. How do I do that? Archer asked recently. I focus on 60 feet, 6 inches away, and that's it. Mix that focus with Archer's fast-flying pitches, a fastball that continues to gain velocity, 94.6 in 2012 to an average of 96.2 this season, and a wicked slider. And he's got a guy who's 8-4 with a 2.18 ERA, 1.0 whip, and 116 strikeouts in 95 innings. Archer is second in the American League in ERA, third in strikeouts, but first in the category we call PWMM, pitcher who matters most. The race would be crippled by having Matt Moore, Alex Cobb, and Jeremy Smiley on the table list if not for the things in leadership they've gotten from Archer. He's a pitcher who's making the biggest difference. Here's the rest of the AL top five. Number 2, Dallas Keuchel. Astros. When I talked to Keuchel a year ago, he said it was no surprise that the Houston rotation was doing well, and that it has the same kind of talent at the top of Dallas baseball. He's certainly doing his part to manage it with confidence, as he's aimed to a 2.35 ERA and a lead being 1-7-1.30 inning. The Astros still have some work to do. They rank 8th in the AL with a 4.20 ERA rotation ERA. But Keuchel is put in a position he can be for a postseason spot. Energy will not be a problem for the lefty or his teammates in the second half of the season. Number 3, Dylan Betances, Yankees. No Mariano Rivera, no David Robertson, no problem. With Betances and Andrew Miller at the back end, Joe Girardi still has one of the best bullpens in the business. They make a difference on a nightly basis for a Yankee team that closely monitors DC Sabathia, Rossi Hirsanaka, and Michael Pineda. You want numbers? How's it? Betances has a .26 ERA in 35 innings. With 57 strikeouts and a 1.03 opponent's batting average, he's been tougher on left-handed hitters than right-handed hitters, making him a candidate for 288 when necessary. Number 4, Price, Tigers. There are better starting pitchers than Price at this point in time, with Sonny Gray and Chris Dale Marlin. Price is doing exactly what Dave Dombrowski envisioned when he traded from a year ago. So it'll find the post Max Scherzer rotation. He's a workhorse with a 2.50 ERA, and lately has been unusually efficient with his pitches, throwing complete games with 110 and 93 pitches against the White Sox and Indians this month. The Tigers have flattered since 11-2 starts, but would have long since slipped under 500 if not free. Our fans, we have to get a break. When we come back, we'll be trying to refill the bank for the day. You can still call on at 516-666-9998. Or on our channel at www.helplinecompany.com. Questions and LB with your guesses for it. And that will be revealed after the break. Also, we'll be going to say something close to Davis. Not one business. So please. We're not going to be sad. We'll be in now time review. Random part of the day. And today, the random part of the day happens to be the Reds, Todd Frazier. You can see him tomorrow on Torn at 516-666. Or enter him at www.lostarcadia.com/Nintendo and be with your guesses. You're the second person ever. You win. You're the random part of the day. Random. All right. If I like something about the show today, I mean, Harrison Ford, just the emotional night last night. He was 7-2-3, scored him, 2 hits, 2 walks, and then obviously Coach Corbin taking out an emotional ending to his Vanderbilt career. And then, I mean, Charlotte White Sox fans have to be excited for Carson Palmer because, I mean, what we saw with Chris Sale, he was drafted in June, he came up in August. Carson Palmer is ready to go. And, I mean, so we with the White Sox later this year. And that's amazing for White Sox fans. They're probably in the bullpen and expected their rotation next year. So Carson Palmer is on the fast track to big leagues. And, I mean, I'd like to see the Commodores win for Carson Palmer and for Howell Virginia. And I'd like to see Virginia force the game 3, but, I mean, both sides may have pulled me either which way. Because, I mean, Virginia, I want them to win because I want to see game 3. But, I mean, following Connor Jones starts, I mean, Virginia, I mean, obviously, like, you picked up, but Vanderbilt needs to pick up Carson Palmer even more and win it. Obviously, game 3 of Vanderbilt win, but also, understand Virginia changed things up, get their revenge. I mean, this is going to be tough for me, my gut. I really hope there's a game 3, but also, I sort of hope Vanderbilt win. Tomorrow, we'll be discussing more about it, even if Vanderbilt does win, or if Virginia wins the game. All right, I just think we'll be known as Jason Fisher with my introduction of Inside MLB on MLB.com and since we've got these on it at the MLB site. Then here in the March, we'll see you at 5 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. And then there's an issue. Fans, please follow Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio at the same year all episode 4 and I'll see you first. My name is Benson Spector, my partner who practices at the stage for Macron. If you came up to Inside MLB, 123@gmail.com, different questions, different things. Have a fantastic day.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all?